Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
There is no such thing as a secret Christian. That is the title of an article written by the Benham brothers, David and Jason Benham, and published in barbedwire.com. We're going to be talking about this article and the substance thereof on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, this is an article that the Benham brothers wrote and you posted on barbedwire.com. They talk about if the events of the past month teach us anything, and they're talking about the issues that are happening both domestically as well as worldwide with regards to the assaults against Christians. They say that people that are Christian living in America, you cannot be silent. They say that there can be no such thing as a secret Christian anymore, especially if you occupy a position of influence. That silence is not golden, and sometimes they say it's just plain yellow, that it's cowardly, if you will. They say that, in fact, what we have are Christians, because of their positions, that are being persecuted because of their faith. There are others who are afraid to reveal their true identity as a Christian because they fear being mocked, ridiculed, or even persecuted for their faith. But the time for being quiet, they said, has passed. It is time to stand.
Yeah, and Matt, as you know, these two gentlemen, we've had the pleasure, and we've on multiple occasions have visited with these guys in person. We had dinner with them recently during the Values Voters Summit, and they have shared with us over and again that they have no regrets. They have put their money where their mouth is, so to speak, on this. They were going to have a reality show on HGTV about their business of flipping houses and buying old houses and fixing them up. And when radical leftist organizations protested because these gentlemen are outspokenly pro-life and pro-family and pro-marriage, HGTV cowered and shut down the program. And so these men lost this neat kind of opportunity here, but they said they have no regrets because even in this position of influence, they did the right thing. They stood for truth, they stood for Christ, and they're not backing down, and they're setting a great example.
Yeah, that's right. And so in this particular story, they say there may be some time to be silent, and there may be some time to literally speak up. And they give the story of Esther. When she was in the Persian Empire, she became the queen of Persia by a miraculous set of circumstances. She was instructed by her uncle at one time not to reveal her identity as a Jew. Now, this was early on when they were going through the selection process of her being selected as the queen. So that ultimately was successful, and she was chosen by the king to be the queen. And then what we have, obviously, is the story with Haman and Mordecai. Haman, another leader in the kingdom, hated Mordecai. Why? Because Mordecai refused to bow down and pay homage to him. He would not bow down because of his faith in Yahweh. He would not serve another individual as God or bow down to him as God. And so that made Haman infuriated. And as we all remember the story, Haman decided to come up with a plot to kill all of the Jews. And at that point in time, the king was persuaded to issue a decree to literally kill all the Jews on a certain day. And then that was when Queen Esther was put into another situation where she could not be silent. In fact, then Mordecai said, you need to speak up. You need to go into the king, even though he hadn't summoned you, even though it may put your life in danger, because if you remain silent, you and all of your household, they will die, and God will raise up someone else to do what he wants to do. And so Queen Esther and Mordecai, they then convened for 3 days of prayer with their various respective people that they were working with, she with her attendants and Mordecai with the Jewish people. And then she went in and literally put her life on the line. And you remember the story after that, how this miraculously turned around.
Well, and they, in writing in their column on barbed wire, the Benham brothers say a lesser version of Haman's plot, and parenthetically, the agenda to silence Christian influence is alive and well in America. And unfortunately, this plot is now in the head of our governing authorities, they point out. Thankfully, we're not being killed for our faith, and I might add yet, Matt. God helps those in the countries who are, God help those in the countries who are, but our reputations, jobs, and churches are certainly coming under attack, and it's not time to sit quietly by enjoying our positions of influence, they write, and they're exactly right. Whether you're in a position of influence or not, even if you're, you know, you work at a fast food restaurant, whatever, we are ambassadors of Christ, and we are to speak truth in love, regardless of the consequences, and people need to understand, you know, this is what we signed up for as Christians. There will be persecution. There will be harassment. You will be made uncomfortable. But, you know, certainly our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was made uncomfortable, to say the least, when he gave everything on the cross so that we might have eternal life.
Yeah, and their article, which is a good one, says, when 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue lit up like a rainbow and our tax dollars are paying for the extermination of babies and harvesting of their body parts, we have an Esther situation, they say, on their hands. The question is, which Esther will we be? The first one ruled by fear when she was afraid to go into the king? Or the second one responding with courage when she decided after the three-day prayer meeting to go into the king? And if he had not held out his scepter to her, which he did, but she didn't know that at the time that he would do it, then her mere presence in the presence of the king would have ultimately resulted in her death. And they go on to say she made the decision, a courageous decision. She made it after prayer, and she had other people praying for her and with her. And they say that it's time to speak up. It's time to reveal ourselves and risk it all. Like Esther, we may be afraid. That's okay. It's natural. But it's supernatural to stand and speak when so much is on the line. And they end their article by saying, if you claim to be a Christian, now is the time to reveal yourself and take a stand, just like Esther.
Yeah, Matt, over the centuries, every time a secular government or anti-Christian entities and individuals have tried to silence the message of the gospel and the truth of Christ, they have actually emboldened the Christian faithful in the body of Christ, and Christianity has flourished and thrived under those circumstances and grown exponentially. So people have a real opportunity here to please God, to please Christ, when they're put in this fence-sitting position, kind of like Esther was, to say, will I now speak out and speak truth, even though it may come at a personal loss, or with some personal suffering, or will I cower to the corner and remain silent? And I think I really want to encourage people, as do David and Jason Benham, that if you're put in that position, take a moment, take a deep breath, pray, and then speak truth in love.
Pray and read the scriptures. You know, even Jesus was mischaracterized. At one time, they said, well, he's a glutton and he's a drinker. They also said that he is exercising the power by the prince of Satan, or, you know, Beelzebub, as they said. They mischaracterized everything. They ended up mischaracterizing the Apostle Paul, that he was saying that you just need to be a lawbreaker in order to have more grace. And that's not what Jesus said or who he was. It's not what the Apostle Paul said or what he represented. But be alert that they will mischaracterize you. They did it to Nehemiah. They mischaracterized him to try to ruin his reputation. You know, the fact of the matter is, it doesn't really matter what the world does, as long as you know your relationship with God and what he thinks of you. It's time for Christians to stand strong and to be bold. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. I encourage you to get the Benham Brothers book. You can get it on our website at lc.org. It's called Whatever the Cost. It's a fascinating book. Not only about their encounter, their ultimate encounter with HGTV, where they had to make a very costly decision financially to them, but they stayed true to the Lord, and the Lord has blessed them. But it also shows how through their life they integrated the scriptures and praying to the Lord and had different little things that tested them and prepared them for this ultimate collision with HGTV over their values on life and human sexuality and marriage. Very encouraging book. It's called Whatever the Cost. You can order it at lc.org or call us at 407-875-1776. Pray for Liberty Counsel and financially support this ministry as we advance life, liberty, and the family.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.